So listen, all you boys and girls, I got a story to tell. Get ready and take a seat, it's story time. It's story time. It's story time.
And girls, and welcome back to Children's Storytime. I am your host, Danny, and today we're going to read lots of books about books, and about that very special place where you can go, and there's a ton of books there, and you can borrow them and take them home and read them as much as you want. Does anybody know what that special place is called?
Library.
That's right, the library. Our books are going to be about books and about the library today. We're going to start with the best book to read, and it's called The Best Book to Read by Debbie Bertram and Susan Bloom. Hooray! It's a trip to the library today. We line up as we get off the bus. We've been specially invited. Our class is so excited. The librarian is welcoming us. Hello, boys and girls, the librarian says. I see faces I've seen here before. Finding books can be fun. You may choose more than one, and my job is to help you explore. Picture books, chapter books, books that pop up, nonfiction and fairy tales too. You may look by yourselves, take some books from the shelves, then check out the best book for you. With this outer space book, it's time to lift off. 3, 2, 1. Now we blast off to Mars. It's fun to pretend you're in space with a friend as your rocket ship zooms toward the stars. A fire-breathing dragon comes alive in this book. The princess and prince must be ready. They will fight night and day, keeping hot flames away, or guard with their shields and swords steady. Entomology is the study of bugs. Read this book. Learn how many there are. Collect bugs with great care, punching holes for some air in the lid of an old pickle jar. Dessert, anyone? Here's a recipe book. Pour sugar, mix butter, add flour. Now you're ready to bake a cake, a big fudge birthday cake. Lick the bowl and then frost in 1 hour. Read a dinosaur book that goes way back in time. Pterodactyls are hunting for prey. T-Rex is on the prowl, roars a big hungry growl. Frightened raptors are running away. Who has a dog? The librarian asks. Here's a book about being a trainer. Sit, stay, and play dead. Do not jump on mom's bed. Training dogs will become a no-brainer. Abracadabra, a magic trick book. Pull a quarter right out of your ear. Wave your wand just like that. Rabbits jump from a hat. Then presto, they all disappear. I want that book. Me too, so do I. Doing magic would be so much fun. If you want the same book, then let's take a look. Very often we have more than one. Raise your hand if you want your own library card. Sign your name on the line if you do. With your new card in hand, your book will be scanned. Bring it back by the date when it's due. Do you all have a book? The librarian asks. We hold up our books. Yes, we say. I see books about history, adventure, and mystery. So many great choices today. We climb back on the bus with our library books. Lots of reading will help us succeed. From page 1 to the end, a good book is a friend. Now we all have the best book to read. The end. Our next book is called Where Are My Books? By Debbie Ridpath Ojai. Spencer loved books. His favorite bedtime book was Night, Night, Narwhal. Sometimes he read it out loud. Every night, Spencer put the book back where it belonged. That way, he'd always be able to find it. Until one morning... Where is my book? Spencer looked everywhere, but it was no use. Night-night Narwhal was gone. That evening, he chose Tenacious Todd. It was okay. But Todd was a toad, and toads were amphibians, and amphibian books were supposed to be for right-after-lunch story time. When Spencer woke the next morning, Tenacious Todd was gone. Every morning, another book was missing. Next to go was Send in the Clownfish. The beluga beluga vanished. Sea Monkey and Bob went missing. Things were getting out of hand. Spencer vowed to find out what was going on. His father did not know what happened to Night Night Narwhal. Spencer's mother had no idea either. Nor had she seen Tenacious Todd, Send in the Clownfish, Beluga Beluga, or any of Spencer's other missing books. That left only one person. Where are my books? He's asking his little baby sister where his books are. But now he's stuck playing tea party with her because she doesn't know. It was time for a new plan. That night, Spencer set a trap with his copy of Space Frog Sam. The next morning, it was time for Spencer to get his books back. Where are my books? Spencer ran faster. The thief was just around the corner. Aha, he said. That's my book? Spencer didn't know squirrels liked to read. He found a whole bunch of squirrels with all of his books. It gave him a great idea. Spencer told the squirrels that they could borrow his books, but there would be rules. Just like at the library, they had to return the books they borrowed before they could borrow more. But they didn't need to leave anything behind. Spencer even helped them pick out their first book. He chose one for himself, too. And he promised to read it out loud. The end. Next up, we have Tiny Goes to the Library by Carrie Meister. And Tiny is a big dog. This is Tiny. He is my best friend. He goes where I go. If I go to the park, Tiny comes too. If I go to the lake, Tiny comes too. Today, we are going to the library. I get my library card. I get my wagon. Time to go. Sorry, Tiny. No dogs in the library. There's a sign out front of the library and it says no dogs. You wait here. I go inside. Tiny stays outside. I get dog books. I get frog books. I get bird books for Tiny. I fill the wagon. Tiny helps. Oh no, too many books. I cannot pull the wagon. Tiny can. Stop, Tiny, stop. Wait for me. And he climbs in the wagon with all the books and says, Go, Tiny, go. Good dog, Tiny. He pulled him and his books all the way home in the wagon. The end. Our last library book about the library is called IQ Goes to the Library by Mary Ann Fraser. And IQ is a little mouse. On Monday, our teacher, Mrs. Ferber, said, Students, this is Library Week. Every day this week, our class will be going to the library. IQ had never been to the library. He didn't want to stay behind in the classroom. He wanted to go on with the other students. Mrs. Binder, the librarian, welcomed the class. "Today is reading corner day," she said. "Come, have a seat by the big chair, and I will read a book to you." The story made IQ laugh until his eyes watered and his tail curled. He wanted to take the book back to the classroom with him. Mrs. Binder explained that books had to be checked out. "Class," she said, "if you complete a permission slip, I will give you a library card. Then you can check out a book." IQ wanted to check out the funny book that Mrs. Binder had just read, but the book had already been reshelved. The library was such a large place, IQ was glad he still had 4 days to find the funny book. On Tuesday, IQ came ready to explore the library. There were rows and rows of videos, CDs, DVDs, audio cassettes, magazines, puppets, and newspapers. And there were so many books. Some books had hardcovers, and some had paper covers. Some were easy readers, and others had long chapters and small print. There were books on shelves and books on racks that spun. "Today is puppet day," announced Mrs. Binder. "Who would like to help me with the puppets?" IQ raised his paw first. The puppet fit perfectly. As Mrs. Binder read the book, IQ acted it out. When the story was over, it was time to go back to the classroom. IQ counted on his paw. Only 3 days left to find the book. On Wednesday, IQ went to the book area marked non-fiction. He was amazed at all the different topics. In the biography section, IQ found a book on famous rodents. It looked interesting, but he thought the book Mrs. Binder had read on the first day was funnier. He decided to keep looking for it. "Could everyone come over to the audio table?" asked Mrs. Binder. "This is Books on Tape Day." IQ liked the earphones. They were very comfortable. Soon the story was over, and IQ realized it was time to go. He was getting worried. There were only 2 days left to find the funny book. On Thursday, IQ discovered a section of books marked fiction. He realized the books all had stories invented by the author. Some had drawings in them, some had photographs, and some only had words. IQ liked the picture books best. They made him feel big. When he was done with a book, he was careful to put it back exactly where he found it. Mrs. Binder gathered all the students at a table. "Today is bookmark day. Bookmarks help you mark your place in a book without ruining it. You can each make one." IQ had some problems making his bookmark. By the time he had unstuck his tail, Mrs. Ferber had come to fetch the class. Most of the other students had already checked out a book. IQ had only 1 day left to find his book and get a library card. On Friday, when the class came to the library, Mrs. Binder said, "Today is computer day. It is also our last day of library week." Mrs. Binder showed the students how she used the computer to find a book. When she was done, IQ scrambled down to try. IQ pushed the mouse until it was where he wanted it. Then he jumped on the mouse to make it click. Next, he danced on the keys to type in the title of the book he wanted. Finally, all the information he needed was on the screen. He wrote it down and hurried over to the shelf. At last, IQ had found the funny book. The tricky part was getting the book onto Mrs. Binder's desk. Carefully, he filled out the permission slip for the library card. But there on the bottom was a line that said Parent Guardian Signature. IQ didn't know what to do. Just then the bell rang, and Mrs. Ferber came to get her class. IQ felt terrible. He was the only student without a book or a library card. "Excuse me, Mrs. Ferber," said Mrs. Binder. "I have a book with an incomplete permission slip here." Mrs. Ferber looked at the name on the permission slip. "Since I take care of him, I guess I am his guardian. I can sign that," she said. IQ beamed from whisker to whisker as Mrs. Binder made him a library card. He wrote his name on it very neatly so everyone would know it was his. On Saturday, IQ was alone all day in the classroom, but for once, he didn't mind. He read his book over and over, laughing until his eyes watered and his tail curled. On Sunday, he imagined all of the other things he would check out with his new library card. And now it's time for jokes, and I found a few funny jokes. This first one goes, why did the librarian slip and fall on the library floor? Because she was in the non-friction section. What did one book say to the other? I just wanted to see if we are on the same page. What do you do if a pet starts eating your library book? You take the words right out of their mouth. And our last funny joke for today, why does an elephant use his trunk as a bookmark? That way, he always knows where he stopped reading. Well, boys and girls, it's song time. It's song time. It's song time. Today's songs come from the CD Rock and Roll Playground.
It's a good day, it's a good day, it's a good day. Jump up, it's a good day, hooray, hooray. Jump up, it's a good day, it's a good day, it's a good day. Jump up, it's a good day, hooray, hooray. Everybody clapping their hands. Everybody playing in the band. Moving and a grooving, shaking and a loving. Happy people all over the land.
named Rockin' Millie. He can rock and roll and Susie Q and do that crazy hand jive too. Papa told Willie, you ruined my home. You and that hand jive got to go. Willie said, Papa, don't put me down. And they doing that hand jive all over town. They doing that a hand jive.
Yeah. Hand jive.
All yeah. over town.
Hand jive.
Come on, Willie.
Doing that crazy hand jive.
Mama, mama, look at Uncle Joe.
Do, 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 do.
He doing a hand jive with Sister Flo.
Do, 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 do.
Grandma gave baby sister died. Said, do that hand jive one more time. Doctor, lion, yan, yan, chee. Now they all think that crazy beat. Where I'd really give them all a treat. When he did the hand jive with his feet.
Hand jive.
He was doing that hand jive on TV. He did the hand jive. Oh yeah.
Hand jive.
Come on, Willie.
Hand jive.
Swinging, baby.
Doing that crazy hand jive.
Hey, hey, hey. All right, do it, Willie.
Do what?
Put your hands in the air like you don't care.
Like this?
Once on the thighs.
Uh-huh.
Put your hands together and clap.
Hey, kid, what time is it?
It's a hand jive time, yeah.
Yeah. In Pittsburgh, Pakistan, Panama, and Maryland, Memphis, Manitoba, Maplewood, and San Antonio, Liverpool, Laguna Beach, Lafayette, South of East, everybody's doing the Starfish Stomp. In Tokyo, Tripoli, Tampa Bay, and Germany, Austin, Austria, Amsterdam, and Zambia, Kosovo, Kathmandu, California, Tuba, too, everybody's doing the Starfish Stomp.
Clap your hands and stop your
Singapore, San Juan, San Jose, San Francisco, Mandalay, Warsaw, Washington, Wichita, and Edmonton. Everybody's doing the Starfish Stomp. In Dublin, Delaware, Denmark, and Lauderdale, Venice, Valencia, Virginia Beach, and India, Oklahoma, Ottawa, Oslo, and Peoria. Everybody's doing the Starfish Stomp.
Clap your hands and stop your
Feel the rhythm rising up to your soul. Gonna twist and shout.
fish stomach. Do the bug.
Let's bug.
You go creeping to the beat. And do the bug.
Well, boys and girls, that's the end of our show for today. Thank you for joining us. As always, remember to check out your local library, and I hope these books gave you ideas of tons of different things you can find in the library, from movies, CDs, DVDs, books, magazines, puppets. Go check it out for yourselves, and I will see you next time.
So listen, all you boys and girls, I got a lot more stories to tell. Let's get together real soon at story time. At story time.